I invite you now into a time of prayer. Spirit of life and love, we come before you this morning with full hearts. We have encountered so much joy together this morning, welcoming new members into our congregation. Give us the strength to do the hard work of being a community. Remind us to reach out to those who are lonely, afraid, struggling, or in need. Remind us, too, that as members of this beloved church community, we are loved and held up by those around us. Give us the humility to ask for help when we need it. Remind us each day, Holy One, of your great love for all beings, a love which is large enough to hold and to heal all things. Continue to remind us that this place of faith is a place of home and a place of belonging. We lift up these thoughts to you, Spirit of life, and so many others that we hold silently in our hearts.
This morning, we're going to do something we've done a couple of times, and we'll do again here, and that is, instead of a sermon, both Eileen and I are going to share a reflection with you on the same topic, the topic of belonging. So on this Sunday, when we welcome new members, it seems like a good time to reflect on why belonging is so important in our lives. And I don't just mean belonging to a church, although that certainly is front and center today. But I'm talking about belonging in a more encompassing sense. I'm not focusing today on why it's important to the church or some other institution for you to belong, but just let's say, of course, we can accomplish many things as a group that we can't do as individuals. And we are so much more when we're together. Accomplishing things collectively, standing together for justice and love, pooling resources to help those in need, all these can make us proud to be part of this institution. And wanting to be part of that joint effort is certainly a good reason to belong to a church or any other group. It certainly is rewarding and satisfying to feel you're making this kind of contribution by being part of a church. But at the same time that you're doing that you're doing those things, something else is happening inside you. Something as important for you individually as what we do collectively is for others. So my focus this morning is on you and on why belonging to some group, no, belonging to the right group or groups, is so important for you personally. You know, I know there are those people who say, I'm not a joiner, and I know about extroverts and introverts having different needs. But still it seems to me that for all of us, there is a basic need to belong to a group or to groups. So maybe we should start with what it means to belong. You know, there's a real difference between attending or even participating in something you're interested in or drawn to than truly belonging to the group. Some online definitions of belonging might get us started. Belonging is the idea of being part of something where you are accepted. Belonging is to be and feel included and accepted within a social, religious, political, or cultural group. Belonging is the term used when the individual becomes involved in something. It is the feeling of security when members may feel included, accepted, related, fit in, conformed, and subscribed, which enhances their well-being with the feeling of home. So I'm going to make a bold statement. I think that in our lives, in our faith lives, if you will, we might start with some beliefs, we might start with some strong commitments to theology or philosophy or to a social justice issue. But for any of those things to really come to fruition in us, we have to locate them in groups or a group. Our belonging makes a profound difference in our lives, how we lead our lives, and how we incorporate those things that are important to us. I think the Unitarian Universalist theologian, James Luther Adams, captured something very important when he wrote, "If a theology or an ethical commitment does not issue an associational preference, it is to this extent not clear or meaningful. By your groups shall you be known." We know that's a paraphrase of the biblical, "By your deeds shall you be known." But interestingly, he puts it that way. You might, when hearing that, first have the thought that, well, others will have some idea of who we are when they come to know what groups we belong to. And of course, there's undoubtedly some truth in that interpretation. Just the other day, a woman who works for the food pantry but is not a member of this church, a volunteer, I think inspired by our sign out front, said to me, "I have the greatest respect for the people who belong to this church. They are not afraid to do the right thing." There it is. "By your groups shall you be known." But there's more to this teaching than just how others know us. What I really suggest to you this morning is that we come to better know ourselves, our own beliefs, what's deep inside us, to find our own religion, if you will, not alone, but within the context of our belonging to a group like this church. The Reverend Tom Owen Toll put it this way: "For Unitarian Universalists, the important question is not who I am, the theological question he calls it, but rather whose I am, the associational question. Mature faith is not some secret, privately held belief, but rather it involves how and with whom we collectively express what's important to us." The point I want to make is that faith, belief, those things become meaningful and clear in the context of the individual belonging to a group. Group interaction helps us sort out important beliefs. It's happening even when we're not thinking about it. And it goes even further than just the discovery of faith or belief. We are actually formed by the groups to which we belong. I know, like many of you, I enjoy the poetry of Rainer Maria Rilke. And there's always been two lines that caused me to reflect on just this issue. And those lines read, "What have we learned from living since we started, except to find in others who we are?" Those lines suggest that we learn who and what we are from the groups we belong to, the people we interact with. The group relationships are critical to our self-definition. Some of those relationships are ones into which we're born, like the family we're raised in. Many of us have found a good part of who we are in relationships with parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and siblings. And as we grow older, we become part of larger groups, and sometimes by choice and sometimes not. For example, as a child, we didn't choose the neighborhood in which we lived, but the interactions we had living in that neighborhood, good or bad, profoundly shaped us. For some of us, our families actively chose a particular school for us to attend, but many of us went to whatever public school was in our district, and our interactions with the group of students and teachers there surely led us to believe certain things about ourselves. For some of these early encounters, for some of us, these early encounters shaped us through the experience of not feeling that we belonged, and perhaps led us to later realize how important it was for us to find groups to which we could honestly belong. Perhaps some of us who felt we didn't belong in particular faith traditions, and we sought this one. Perhaps some of us are still looking for places where we belong. It can sometimes be a struggle to find where you truly belong. But when you do, it's there that you can find the kind of support we all need to get through the difficult times. This church and the smaller groups within this church, like our small group ministry program or Club UU or youth groups for our kids or the choir or even serving on some committee, those provide for many a true sense of belonging. We don't always think about it, but it can really come home to us at certain times. Sometimes there are times of great joy, like when we dedicate a child or welcome new members or celebrate a wedding. But often there are times of confusion or loss or struggle. You know, in truth, I cannot tell you how many times, there were so many, that someone has said to me, I never truly appreciated what it means to belong to this church until my husband died, until I was diagnosed with cancer, until my marriage broke up, until I was being bullied at school. Similarly, so many people have been just drawn to this church during difficult times in their lives because they could see something. They could see that here there was acceptance, there was support, there was comfort that came from belonging to a group of people, the people they truly wanted to be with, who they wanted to support, and who they know that they would be able to accept support from at times in their life when they needed it. Again, Tom Owen Toll put it this way, the reason you belong to a UU church is not because it has a theology which you like, nor is it because it's a church where you can believe what you want. It is a decision about whom you wish to be with. That's the real question when you consider joining a church like this. Of course, it's important what theology or theologies there are in the church, what teachings there are, what it does in the community. But doesn't it really come down to the question, are these the people I want to be with? Do I feel accepted by them, supported by them, empowered by them? Is this where I belong? Being secure in our belonging is not always easy. We sometimes hold back out of fear of commitment or rejection. And yes, we have to take a risk when we decide to belong to a group like this church or any other good group. And belonging is not a once done, done forever thing. We have to continue to work at it. But I believe the benefits of belonging to the right group can be life-saving. And that's why I think taking the steps that several people did this morning of signing the membership book is so important, because it is a statement about belonging. You know, we are not a perfect church, and you can always find something wrong. But still here we can truly belong to each other, and that means so much in how we know ourselves and how we live our lives. And that belonging can provide the support we need to negotiate the many twists and turns our life journey is surely going to take.
Well, it's only fitting that my reflection comes next. What with all of those jokes I've received throughout my life about leaning, I lean on me. One leg is shorter than the other. It's not. Well, first, thank you, Tom, for those thoughts that you shared about belonging. And I really loved what you said about how belonging is so much related to these questions of association. You quoted the UU minister, Reverend Tom Owen Toll, in saying that For Unitarian Universalists, the important question is not who am I, but rather whose am I? And I agree. This question of belonging comes from the fact that to be a Unitarian Universalist means that we are part of a community with whom we collectively express what is important to us. We experience and practice our faith together in beloved community, and this has been a fact all throughout Unitarian Universalist history. In reflecting on this concept of belonging, I was drawn back to our UU structure of polity, that is, church governance, who had power to make decisions that affect congregations. While most of us who have been involved with Unitarian Universalism for a long time likely know this already, but we have a long and robust history of congregational polity in our tradition. That is, individual churches govern themselves without the interference of bishops or councils of elders. This is why community and belonging are even more important for us as UUs than they might be for others. Because when we choose to become members of a congregation, when we assert that, yes, this is the place where I belong, where my profoundest truths can be expressed and where my deepest yearnings can be fed, when we assert things like this and choose to join together in covenant with a Unitarian Universalist church like this one, we gain not only a new religious home full of lively and wonderful new friends and hopefully intellectually and spiritually stimulating preaching, but we also gain the power to help govern the church, the home of our faith. Well, it's funny that I, of all people, would voluntarily choose to reflect on church governance without compulsion or assignment, because I'll tell you a secret, church polity was one of my least favorite courses in seminary. For those of you who've heard my sermons throughout this year of my intern ministry with you, you might have noticed that I tend to be much more emotional and much less intellectual in my preaching. And I don't tend to gravitate toward topics like governance, organization, administration, and structure. And so it was for these reasons that I had a hard time feeling fully engaged in my church polity class. But looking back on it a few years later, I realized that while I struggled at times to pay attention in that course, my experiences in parish ministry have given me firsthand experience with how important, how powerful our form of governance is to our faith. Unitarian Universalist church polity can really be understood as a discernment of how and why we belong to one another. Polity is the consensus which holds our denomination together and which ultimately is more durable than any of the vastly varying theologies or doctrines held by individual UUs. Author and scholar of UU history, Conrad Wright, speaks of the durability of this polity over the many centuries of UU spiritual life, and he says, "It is a fact of no small consequence that Unitarian Universalists stand in a tradition of congregational polity that is almost four centuries old, that they are much more conservative with respect to the practice of that polity than they are with respect to doctrine, that they have been congregationalist in polity much longer than they have been liberal in theology, that indeed Unitarian Universalism's congregationalism has proven to be more durable and more adaptable to changing times than any of the doctrinal formulations, whether about God or human nature or destiny, that dominate accounts of the history of liberal religion." Polity answers the questions of how will we be together and why are we together in the first place? Polity is not just a structure, but it is a way of deciding who can represent us, to whom and how we give authority, and to what and to whom we are accountable. The origins of our congregational polity can be traced back to the 17th century Cambridge platform, in which our Puritan ancestors set out rules and guidelines for faithful spiritual togetherness. We belong to this faith, to this church, and to one another. And when we enter this sacred place for worship, when we interact with one another in religious education classes and workshops and committee meetings, we are drawn and we are kept together by a holy covenant. We are reminded by our covenant again and again that we belong to each other. UU Minister Reverend Alice Blair Wesley defines covenant as a glad promise to live freely together. This covenant, this commitment to our community and to one another, is freely made. We choose to become members freely, without compulsion, since after all, it is no longer illegal not to go to church as it was in Elizabethan England. Author Elizabeth Lowell wrote in her book, Remember Summer, "Some of us aren't meant to belong. Some of us have to turn the world upside down and shake the hell out of it until we can make our own place in it." Well, I'm here to say that we as Unitarian Universalists are lucky because someone already did that for us. Not that the process of turning the world upside down and shaking it or of making places for those who have no place is ever finished, but we are part of a legacy and a community which we can already join. There is already a place for us to belong. There's already a place for us to call home if we wish to do so. And how lucky we are. Well, I'm extra lucky because I got to grow up Unitarian Universalist. But I know that many people sitting in this sanctuary did not, and so I'm sure that many of you have memories of that first time coming to a UU church and the relief and joy of feeling at home there. What an amazing experience, the feeling that this is my place, these are my people, this is my home. I still get that feeling every time I sit in the sanctuary of the church where I grew up and recite that familiar covenant, that feeling that this place is home, this place is safe, this is a place and a people and a faith to which I belong. Now, there are still those famous words of Groucho Marx that I don't care to belong to a club that accepts people like me as members. I certainly know some UUs who might resonate with that sentiment. I jest. And yet, it is important to acknowledge, too, that belonging to anything, a club, a church, an organization, or certainly a family, belonging is not always easy. The famous comedian and actress Gilda Radner provides us with a great example when she said, "Having cancer gave me membership in an elite club I'd rather not belong to." While we rarely, if ever, encounter moments in which we'd reconsider our membership in this church, okay, maybe at really boring committee meetings, I joke, our participation in a faith community brings with it membership in all sorts of clubs we never thought we'd join. And it's true, sometimes maybe we wish we were not members of some clubs, like members of the Cancer Club with Gilda Radner, or a club for people who have experienced divorce, or a club for church members to whom casseroles are brought upon the death of a loved one. But even though we wish the terrible things that precipitated our joining of these clubs had not happened, we remain grateful for the support that comes along with these clubs. I have seen how this congregation has gently welcomed more and more of us into these clubs, standing alongside us through tough moments, baking cookies and arranging flowers for our memorial services, taking care of our children so that we can have some small moments to breathe in the midst of hard times. And even though these clubs might be ones we never wanted to join, our membership in a larger club, this church, the Fellowship of Believers of our Liberal Faith, this membership binds us together, holds and supports us, and gives us meaning and strength through the tough times. Of course, it's there too to celebrate the good times, making those moments of triumph, victory, and joy feel even more meaningful. We belong in this place. we belong in this faith, and through our glad promise to live freely together, we belong to each other. May this sense of meaning and sustenance and belonging accompany and guide us in our relationships with one another. May we be reminded in times that we feel lost or alone that we belong to one another. And may we feel secure enough to offer this great gift of belonging to others who we have yet to meet. So may it be. And amen. Thank you.